with his body when they both went to the ground. That'll be his second. Goodman gets double teamed by Kraft and Gurkovic. He manages to get through it barely. He happens to lose control of it, and it rolled right into the hands of Houston. Other teams can't win anything right there. The ball is, they play some good defense, and it still rolls right into the Buena Vista hands.
Goodman went through four players there. That was a wonderful play by that young man.
Nice pass by Kraft. No look to push it inside there. To Seaman. Seaman gets it up, and it's no good. Rebound control there by McGee. McGee looks to push it up the court, and he can. It's deflected away by Ginther. Ginther's just playing crazy right now. I mean, he's hustling on both ends of the court. He's up, he's down, he's getting back. He's trying to shoot, he's trying to rebound, and he's trying to block all at once. Ball inbounded to the top of the key to Houston. Houston's covered by Kraft, does a step back, and he nails a three from the top of the key. Just did a little fake step in and pulled back for the three, making it 43-22 with 1:20 to go here in the first half. They get the ball to Kraft on the right side of the court. He lobs it in for a lob pass by Seaman, and Seaman did a good job of catching that. And Kraft did a good job of reading the defense there and made that nice lob pass, making it 43-24.
Yeah, very good play by the freshman, number 22, Mr. Kraft. That was a senior pass right there.
Goodman with the ball. Now he throws it over to the left side to McGee. 43-24, 50 seconds to go here. Buena Vista looks like they're waiting for something inside. They get it inside. Houston's shot goes up, no good. He kicks it back out. He kicks it out there. McGee, and that's McGee's second time tonight that he got called for traveling from out behind the three-point line. So Harbor Beach is going to have a chance here with 50 seconds remaining in the first half. Kraft gets the ball at front of the Harbor Beach bench, gets instructions from Rubel. He throws it over to Ginther, who just can't hang on to it, and it goes right into the hands of Houston. Houston pushes it up the court. He'll sprint, and Goodman goes up and kisses it off the glass, making it a 45-24 lead with 30 seconds to go. Kraft again comes up the court now, gets it across the timeline. Buena Vista's in a 2-3 zone. Now they play catch, Kraft and Sorensen. Arbor Beach is going to wait for the last shot. Now they throw it to Sorensen. Sorensen fakes the shot, brings it back to the top to Kraft. Kraft's going to hang on to a minute, feeds it inside to Seaman at the free throw line. Seaman's shot is blocked. Goodman sprinting up the court. They find him. He goes up for the layup, but he's fouled by Kraft. Eli Kraft is going to pick up his third foul with 9 seconds remaining here in the first half. 45-24, George Goodman's going to step to the line. So what do you think of this senior player?
This kid's all around. He's getting up there. He's shooting the threes. He's driving in. He is an all-around player right here.
He makes the first free throw, and he assists. He reads the court well. I mean, he's fast.
He's fast. He defensively, he's sound. Offensively, he's fantastic. This guy's going to college, and he's going to find a good school.
You'll see him in the NCAA AA tournament in the next couple of years, I'm sure. Watch for that name. He makes both of them, making it 47-24. 5 seconds to go. Gurkovic comes across the timeline. It's stolen away by Washington. He goes up and kisses it off the glass, and at the end of the half, it's going to be Buena Vista 49, the Harbor Beach Flyers 24. We'll hear from some of our sponsors, and we'll come back with some halftime stats for you right after this break.
Are you financially prepared? Do you know how much it will take to be financially prepared to enjoy your retirement? Life insurance is a subject that most people are not comfortable discussing. However, protecting your assets and providing financial security for your family's future should be your number one goal. Farm Bureau insurance agent Casey Yan of Harbor Beach in Ubley can do a family needs analysis to determine exactly what your needs might be, like how much life insurance is needed. Is term or permanent life insurance right for you and your family? Or if you can provide protection on the coverage you currently have? If death or disability occurs, will you have enough money to provide for the expenses that may occur?
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. Farm Bureau can provide Michigan residents with farm, home, life, auto, and business insurance that best fits your needs. Give me a call today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288. Or in Ubley at 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, here to make life easier.
When it comes to rebates and other so-called factory incentives, all authorized dealers for any given brand have the same tools to work with. But all dealerships are not equal in other ways. More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring created 18 jobs when the company opened its doors in October 2007. Like everyone else, they had a couple of loaner cars and free coffee and a few magazines in the service waiting room, but the service and collision shops were obsessed with quality work at fair prices. Out front, the sales team put together new and used car deals you wanted to brag about to your friends. Customer service and satisfaction kept getting better and better. Car sales increased 25%. Today, More Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi to provide even more customer service and satisfaction. Of course, those things you've come to expect, such as free pickup and delivery, free loaners, and free lifetime warranties on collision work, are still standard at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
The time has come to upgrade your phone. Stop into Thumb Cellular and try out the LG Axis smartphone, powered by Android, now only $59. Check out all the features. Snap photos on the fly with a 3.2 megapixel digital camera with flash. Listen to your favorite music on the MP3 player. Text with ease while using the QWERTY keyboard. Surf the web like a pro with the HTML browser with 3G speed. Get apps from the Android Marketplace. Find your way using Google Maps with GPS. Plus, the LG Axis has Wi-Fi. It's time to organize your life with the LG Axis Android smartphone. And it's only $59 at Thumb Cellular. Stop into the location nearest you in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Terms of service apply. Now through March 31st, get the LG Axis smartphone for only $59 from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
We're back here at Reese High School. Sue Schrader, along with Eric Iden, the former basketball player from North Huron, who's joined us a couple different times. He goes to, I believe, Elma.
I actually go to Spring Arbor down in Jackson.
Okay, sorry about that. And you're going into a little bit of broadcasting announcing?
Yep, a little bit of broadcasting, a little bit of youth ministry, and it's exciting down there.
Good. You join us again. I had you at the beginning of the year. You did some district games for us last year, and we're glad to have you back here. And Mary Lee had the night off, so we wish her the best on her night off. I'm sure she would probably like to be here and see this ball game, because I'll tell you what, it's good to see, you know, You know, the score is 49-24, and it's not from lack of Harbor Beach trying. It's from the lack that Buena Vista is on fire right now. They just can't miss. You know, Harbor Beach did a great job there when they came out with their press. Goodman, like you said, managed to get around four people, but he lost it off his foot, and it rolled to none other than the wide-open Buena Vista guy standing on the block. So Harbor Beach just can't catch a break.
With the easy layup. And, I mean, that's what it is. Harbor Beach has just found Buena Vista in a streak where they just can't miss, and they're getting all the passes right, just everything seems to be going for Buena Vista's way, and sometimes that's the case, and you just can't stop that.
I'm sure Coach Rule is telling his players that in the locker room, and, you know, this is not that big of a lead to try to come back with. You can't come out and try to take it all back right away, but you can come out and try to play this game in two-minute increments, you know. Let's go for the next 2 minutes, you know, if we give up one basket, score six. Of course, you can't keep giving up and only getting a few back. So I'm sure we'll see Harbor Beach come back with some fight and intensity to come back here and get back into this ball game. And I think the first 4 minutes are going to be the key for Harbor Beach. They're going to have to come out and make some quick stops here, Eric, and set the tempo again. They came out and they were leading 5-0. They need to come out with that same intensity. We noticed that when Buena Vista went on that run, Harbor Beach seemed to pull back a little bit on their intense defense. They weren't really up in their face, hard-nosed, like we saw in the first quarter, you think?
Well, absolutely. When Harbor Beach was actually kind of looking for the Buena Vista drive, and then when they kind of sucked in, Goodman, I know he had at least two three-pointers, and I think Ferris had two really long balls. And, you know, as a basketball player, that's something that you're not really looking to defend, such a long three. So Harbor Beach has really got to play it. Buena Vista has proved that they can shoot the long ball. So Harbor Beach just has to adjust and kind of look for it.
Yeah, something I'm not seeing out of Harbor Beach, which I've been accustomed to seeing, and they do it all year long, and they've really done it here when their stretch runs for their back-to-back titles, is they play in your nose, hard nose. When they were down against USA, they come back and they were playing hard nose, in-your-face defense like they didn't have a care in the world about fouls at that point, or, you know, they were just going to get up there, get in your grill, try to pick your pocket, make the pressure be on you, always be in your face. They started out that way, but they kind of fell back out of that. So I hope they come back out here in the second half and bring that to them, because I think that's what they need to do, because you can see that even Goodman, as good as he is, that when Kovich and Sorensen had him trapped here a little bit, he had a hard time getting through that trap. It wasn't clean. It wasn't like he just breezed right through it. He tripped. He stumbled. You know, he had to maintain control of the ball, and it did get away from him. So we'll see what happens here in this first game here tonight. Right now at halftime, Buena Vista with the lead, 49.